got drama? It's group therapy on B98.5.
Margaret, what is going on?
Well, I'm very glad that I was early to pick up my granddaughter from school last week.
Why is that?
Well, she goes to one of those Montessori schools. Mm-hmm. It's a very, like, hippie school, and they sort of, like, let the kids call the shots. I adore my daughter-in-law, but she's, let's call her a very free spirit.
Uh-huh.
So I show up, I get there a little bit early, and apparently Friday is music day, and there's a lovely young lady singing a very inappropriate song.
Oh, inappropriate. What song was it?
I don't know the title of the song, but I do have some of the lyrics, so here you go.
Okay.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it, baby, and I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like, and I'm thinking, give what to you exactly?
What is that song?
It's not Uptown Funk, but it's, no. What's a Bruno Mars? It's a lucky for
that's
you.
That's
what
I
like. Yeah. But that doesn't sound like what you read to us. Those words did not sound.
Well, hold on. There's even more. Okay.
Okay.
I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies.
Okay.
So, and these are little kids. You know, my granddaughter's just in kindergarten. So they're very young. They're impressionable. What, you're singing to them songs about waking up without any pajamas on?
Margaret, you said this is your daughter-in-law. Have you spoke to her?
I did, and she just laughed. And, of course, you know, when I talk to my son about it, he always takes her side instead of mine.
Uh-huh.
So I did them one better. I went back to the school, and I wanted to speak to this music teacher, and she wasn't there, so they gave me her phone number.
Ah.
You walked back into this Montessori school and said, I'm offended. I want the guitar lady's phone number, and they gave it to you?
They did.
Oh, Chris, the crazy granny.
Montessori school. That's what that's.
So
can we call her with you?
Sure, yeah.
All right, sit tight. We're going to call the music teacher in a couple of minutes, ask her about singing Bruno Mars songs to the little kids at the Montessori school.
Instead of boring your coworkers with your drama, be part of group therapy. This is B98.5.
We just talked to Margaret a minute ago. She says that she walked in on music class at her granddaughter's Montessori school and heard them singing That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. Some of the lyrics included, I got a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. And she's like, I don't want my granddaughter sleeping without pajamas. Rihanna is on the phone. You're the music teacher at this school?
Hi. I am.
So what do you have to say about these allegations?
So I play the kind of music that kids ask me to sing. I mean, they listen to it with their parents. I've never had not one complaint.
Well, you have one now. My granddaughter doesn't need to be singing songs about people sleeping without clothes on.
Well, if you listen to me play the whole song, you would notice I don't even sing about having sex by the fire.
Oh, I know. Not. My God.
Haven't you heard of Kids Bop? Kids these days want to hear what's popular.
Like what? What are some of the other songs you sing?
I mean, we do some Katy Perry songs like Roar. Uh-huh. And the Thong Song.
The what song?
The Thong Song.
Oh, my God.
No, you don't.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, I'm kidding. Goodness believe me. I sing songs that are fine for kids, and I change the words if I need to.
There are millions of kids' songs out there, like
what?
What about the Wheels on
what
the
do you want
Bus
me to do?
Thing? I've been working on the railroad. Just something much more traditional.
Okay, well, that's racist.
No.
You know what? I'll buy you a songbook. I'll even come in and teach you some songs.
All right, well, listen,
you know?
What do you propose? Like, is it just that song, or?
How about if I can give approval on all of the songs, and we'll work together? I'd be happy to work with her on this.
I mean, I don't think the school would, approve that, but I mean, it doesn't matter if our listeners could decide that. I guess the school's
school
out of it.
School doesn't have to know.
All right, yeah.
Rihanna, do you agree to that? So in other words, if they agree with you, Rihanna, you can go ahead and continue doing what you do. If not, then you're going to work with Margaret to make sure that the songs are appropriate.
So I don't mind working with Margaret. However, what the kids ask for, that's what I do. So we're going to continue.
Until maybe next week.
Yeah.
All right. 404-741-0985. If this was your kid or your granddaughter going to this Montessori school, 5 years old, listening to Bruno Mars singing about waking up without pajamas. 404-741-0985. Let us know what you think.
Instead of boring your coworkers with your drama, be part of group therapy. This is B98.5.
Margaret's glad that she showed up early to pick up her granddaughter because she heard it was music class time at the Montessori school, and the music teacher was singing a song that she found very inappropriate.
I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. And these are little kids. What, you're singing to them songs about waking up without any pajamas on?
All right, the song was that Bruno Mars saw, That's What I Like, mm-hmm. Okay? And the music teacher is like, come on, this is what the kids are listening to with their parents. What do you think, Anita and Woodstock?
I say grandma needs to find another school if she doesn't approve. The teacher is doing a good job. If she gets to where she has to have the approval of every relative of every child, that's going to be a mess.
This does not disturb you. I got a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies to 5 year olds.
No, they're giggling and they're laughing and they're thinking that it's hilarious.
More of your calls coming up at 404-741-0985. The deal is, if you vote for Margaret, she's going to work with Rihanna on what song selection it is, and maybe they'll do a duet. We don't know. 404-741-0985.
This morning's forecast calls for a 100% chance of drama. It's group therapy on B98.5.
Margaret goes to pick up her granddaughter at the Montessori school, and it's music class time, and overhears a song that the music teacher, Rihanna, is playing for the kids. It's That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, and the lyrics she had a problem with was, I got a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. She's like, I don't want my granddaughter sleeping without pajamas on. Here's part of their discussion.
Well, if you listen to me play the whole song, you would notice I don't even sing about having sex by the fire.
Oh, I guess not. My God.
Yeah. Rihanna says she changes the words up enough so that it's pretty protective. It's not that bad. Casey in Gwinnett County, do these ladies need to work on song selection?
I agree with the teacher. It's hard enough to get these kids to sit down, and especially a bunch of five-year-olds. The song's not even that bad. It could definitely be worse. It's a way worse song.
One of the points that Rihanna made was that she does these songs because it's what the kids like. Allison in Midtown, your point to that?
If the kids ever have a margarita that tastes really good, like cotton candy, and then they said, oh, yeah, I really like that. Is that teacher going to say, well, that's what the kids like?
Joe in Ackworth.
The grandmother has a stick up her butt, and just the way she uses the words Montessori, or says the words Montessori and free spirit, like they leave a bad taste in her mouth, tells me she's got problems.
She's been looking for trouble at the Montessori school.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to bring grandma and the music teacher back on for your final decision next on Group Therapy.
This morning's forecast calls for a 100% chance of drama. It's group therapy on B98.5.
Margaret called. She was complaining. She went to pick up her granddaughter early at Montessori school, and the music teacher, Rihanna, was singing a Bruno Mars song that included the lyrics,
I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. And these are little kids. What, you're singing to them songs about waking up without any pajamas on?
Our audience agrees with Rihanna that song was not that inappropriate. I mean, maybe dial it back a little bit, but no, Rihanna, you do not need to work with Margaret in, you know, making your song selection.
I totally agree. Let the kids choose. And I'll switch it up. I'll switch things up.
I may still send her some suggestions, because there's some great songs out there that the kids would love that I remember from when I was that age. And I still enjoy singing.
Which ones are those, Margaret? You got anything good?
Oh, well, The Wheels on the Bus. That never gets old.
Bitsy Bitsy Spider.
That's good. Both of them have little, like, hand motions you can do as well.
Careful with the hand motions around the kids.